Good morning, everyone. We begin with the crisis in Gaza. And on one level, it's an act of mercy. But on another, it's another grim sign of the mechanics of what's gone on in Gaza for nearly a week now. There is a break in the bloodshed at this hour. Israel has ordered a pause in its offensive to allow food and fuel to reach Palestinians. The military says it's considering similar lulls in the coming days. And Israel is trying to determine whether it should accept an international ceasefire that's now being floated by France and Egypt or step up its assault against Hamas in Gaza. Joining us now with the details, live from Jerusalem, is Gwen Ackerman, a reporter for Bloomberg News. There's a whole lot there. The pause to allow aid into Gaza, this ceasefire, the details of which aren't well known. What do you think is the lead headline at this point?
It's hard to tell. I think we can be more optimistic that there might be a ceasefire in coming days as we see this temporary three-hour ceasefire in Gaza, allowing people to go out and get food. We do have the president of Israel, Shimon Peres, saying today that it will take some days for them to study the ceasefire proposals put forward by Egypt and France.
We've heard details that possibly a way of moving this forward would be to allow Fatah to guard the border post at Rafah on the border with Egypt, and that that might be a face-saving way for both the Palestinians and Hamas to get out of this.
Should Egypt take control of Rafah?
No. Should Fatah help to guard the border post at Rafah so there would be some sort of joint security arrangement between Hamas and Fatah? Have you heard anything about that?
At this point, the only people I've heard talking about that are analysts. I have not heard any official proposal of that sort at all. Their analysts are putting forward that as a possible solution. However, I have not heard at all anything official about that.
What is the missile count from Gaza via Hamas fighters today? It certainly declined precipitously in the last week, but any sense of how much that's been curtailed?
Israel says that they have curtailed Hamas's ability to shoot rockets at the country. It's difficult to say because every day we have different numbers of rockets. The most rockets fired at Israel did come in the beginning of the operation. However, we still have tens of rockets being shot at Israel, so it's hard to say how much of their ability has been curtailed for sure at this point.
And it seems fairly clear that getting down to zero is sort of the sine qua non for real negotiations over a ceasefire. Tell us about the aid that's being directed into Gaza during these three-hour pauses.
Israel's been allowing aid in trucks, up to 100 a day it's allowed in during the course of this operation. The main problem was that because of the air raids, because of now the ground forces on the ground fighting Hamas, residents couldn't go out even to the warehouses to even get that aid. So what's happening today is because there's a ceasefire, because it's Hamas and Israel said no shooting, people feel safe enough to go out and get the food and the medicines that they need for their families and water, I think, as well.
Gwen Ackerman, final question. This is possibly the first moment for Israelis to blink and kind of look forward to February 10th, when the elections will be. What is the sense of what the government has gained or lost here in this initiative?
We are seeing actually calls for the elections to be delayed because of this initiative. At the same time, it does not appear that Tzipi Livni, who is running at the head of the Kadima Party, which is the ruling party now, is actually losing very much by running this operation. The main winner out of it at this point looks like it's Defense Minister Ehud Barak, who leads the Labor Party. And in the most recent polls, we've seen him gaining seats as opposed to before the conflict.
So that, on balance, argues positively for Kadima and a left-center coalition, correct?
It could, but it's way too early to say.
Way too early to say. Well, Gwen Ackerman, a reporter for Bloomberg News in Jerusalem with the big picture. Let's remind you, there is a break in the bloodshed in Gaza at this hour. Israel has ordered a daily pause in its offensive to allow food and fuel to reach Palestinians. And Israel is considering an international ceasefire plan from France and Egypt. Gwen, thanks for joining us.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.